You know how I feel about you. I can do anything at all. Let me help. If your child needs a daddy, let me help. It would sure do me good to do you good. Let me help. Sleep at night, you're always a part of my dreams. Holding me tight, telling me everything I wanna hear. So don't forgive me, baby. All you gotta do is call. You know how I feel about you. I can do anything at all. Let me help. If your child needs a daddy, I can help. It would sure do me good to do you good. Let me help.
Was a hit for Billy Swan way back when. That's Elvis Presley, I Can Help. We're going for a short break and then we've got one from Doris Day. Yes. So that was our short break. I do hope you like that. It's Doris Day.
When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Here's what she said to me. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be. When I grew up, sweetheart, what lies ahead? Will we have rainbows day after day? Here's what my sweetheart said. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be. Now I have children of my own. They ask their mother, what will I be? Will I be handsome? Will I be rich? I tell them tenderly. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera.
Doris Day, what will be, will be.
Oh, I wonder, where can I get those old singles? That one I heard the other day. I wonder where I can get it. I wonder.
Now you listen here to it.
Yeah,
I'm just cut along to Beano's of Croydon.
But nobody knows!
Oh yes they do.
Nobody knows where to get it.
Beano's of Croydon now.
Yeah, but are you sure?
They know because they're England's largest second-hand record store.
Oh yeah.
You can call them now on 680-01202. Beano's of Croydon. They know.
Yeah. 6801. 202.
It's all very much. Okay, it's, let me see, 3:46, and today we will be featuring three love songs, especially for a Barbara White. She lives in Surbiton, and her three go something like this. And Kinney, together we are beautiful. Three love songs in a row for Barbara from Surbiton, one down and two to go.
Hello, I'm Peter Hicks from Norwood Cars. Besides wishing all the listeners to Skyline Radio a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, I'd like to remind you that Norwood Cars are open all over the holiday period. So now you can go to your party, but when it's time to go home, we'll do the driving. Don't forget our number, 761-1133.
When she was my girl, when she was my girl. When she was my girl. When she was my girl. There was laughter and loving in my world every day. When she was my girl. Oh, what joy she would bring. Now I've lost everything. She's gone. Gone, 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 gone. I spend the night
sang it.
Butterfly, Killing Me Softly,
he was
with his song. And the one before that, yeah. The Four Tops, When She Was My Girl. And the one before that, Fern Kinney. And together we are so beautiful. Of course we are, this is Skyline. And those three were especially for Barbara White, who lives in Surbiton. If you'd like me to feature three love songs for you here at Skyline Radio on our 345 spot, drop me a line here at Skyline. Our address is 62 Westgate Road, London, SE25. And put in brackets, love songs with Alan Jones. And just one other thing to remember, put the date up the top when you want me to play the records for you. Otherwise, I might play them on a day when you're out. 1 minute away from news time. On 1413 kilohertz and 103.6 megahertz VHF and FM, this is Skyline Radio 212.
It's 4 o'clock, this is Steve Crozier. Colleagues of the young policewoman killed in the Harrods bombing have been attending her funeral this afternoon in London. The service has been held less than a mile from where she died. Antonia Higgs reports from St. Luke's Church in Chelsea.
Hundreds of Jane Arbuthnot's fellow police officers packed the church to hear the Bishop of Kensington speak of the debt of pride we owe to men and women who have counted the cost, know the risks, and are still prepared to do what has to be done to protect the lives of their fellow citizens. Amongst the pallbearers, two officers injured in the Harrods blast. And another colleague told the congregation of Jane's devotion to duty on that day.
In answer to an emergency call, Jane and others, despite being in the middle of their lunch, immediately went to Harrods in the knowledge that they would be searching for a bomb. The story of that bomb is now part of our history. The life of a young person who was doing the job she loved and caring for the people whom she served was instantly and tragically ended.
After the service, Metropolitan Commissioner Sir Kenneth Newman had private words of comfort for the bereaved family. Antonia Higgs, IRN, St. Luke's Church, Chelsea.
The police dog handler who lost a leg in the Harrods bomb blast may have to undergo another operation. PC John Gordon is said to be in a stable condition, but is running a temperature. Doctors at Westminster Hospital haven't said why further surgery is being considered. South African naval commodore Dieter Gerhardt is now back in court in Cape Town, arguing his case on why he shouldn't receive the death sentence for spying. Gerhardt and his wife Ruth were yesterday convicted of spying for the Russians, but they're not expected to be sentenced until late tonight or tomorrow. The prosecution says the couple handed over military and technical secrets for more than 20 years. Police in Cornwall are concentrating their hunt for a double killer on the village where the victims were blasted with a shotgun. 18-year-old barmaid Rosalind Richards and her lover, 32-year-old farmer Rodney Pellow, were shot dead in the barmaid's caravan at the village of Manakan. And police spokesman Roger Busby says the killer was careful, calculated and cold-blooded.
It is felt that information here will probably be extremely useful in discovering what led up to this tragedy. Detective Superintendent Warren, who's leading the inquiry, has described the killing as cold and calculating and a determined attempt, which was successful, to kill both people. The inquiries at the present time are centred on the village and will continue in that respect for some time.
Residents of Jump, a mining village near Barnsley, have asked the local council to declare their area a pigeon-free zone. They're complaining that hundreds of pigeons flying back to lofts in back gardens are leaving their marks on houses, cars, washing lines, and even on people's heads. Independent Radio News, it's 3 minutes past four.
Thank you very much, sir. Tonight's weather, broken cloud and clear periods. And watch out for frost in the suburbs and the temperature. The predicted high 8 centigrade going down to an overnight low of 2.
Hi, this is Tina Turner. I hope you're having a good time with my favorite DJ.
Andrea True Connection, more. On the M20 eastbound carriageway, it's closed near Swanley at the junction with the M25. All traffic shares the westbound carriageway. Chap, you're heading out to Swanley. Watch out there. It's Tracy Ullman.
Our lips shouldn't touch. I'm too weak to fight it somehow, 'cause I want
Tracy Ullman and Move Over Darling. And with the Christmas period coming to an end and everybody's taking down their decorations and maybe throwing away their old Christmas cards, well, don't throw the Christmas cards away. And if you're wondering what to do with them, all those Christmas cards you received this year, you can put them to a good use this year by donating them to the Red Cross Christmas Card Appeal. All you have to do is send us your old Christmas cards here at Skyline Radio. Our address is 62 Westgate Road, London, SE25, or you can send them direct to the Red Cross at 47 Coombe Road, and that's in Croydon.
This is Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
Dum, dum, dum. Only the lonely.
Hello, this is David Gates, and us here at Skyline would like your help. Did you know that 7 days from now, over 20 sick young children and babies could have died because they could not get the help they needed? The Evelina Children's Department at Guy's Hospital has had to close 16 beds and 4 intensive care cots, which could have helped those children. Those beds will remain closed permanently unless we can help them. They need our money. Please help us to help them. Make your checks or postal orders payable to the Evelina Children's Department Fund Special Trustees and send them to us here at Skyline. The Skyline Radio Appeal, 62 Westgate Road, London, SE25. And please remember, do not send any cash through the post. Thank you.
Come on, King, let's get down to some real rapping. Scratching, Kevin.
What? Record drawing?
No, please, Kevin, please. It's all a rage, Kev. First you find a flea, preferably under the armpit, then chase it, Kev, round your shoulder blade and scratch. Kevin, you're riddled with them.
Am I rolling?
Of course you are. Don't question me. I'm a superstar par excellence. Emmy on style, I'm your main man. So come on, kid, my number one fan. Scratch! Yeah! Scratch! feet. The world is my oyster, Kev.
Why?
Because I'm full of showbiz glamour, aren't I? The world's first rodent superstar, yeah. Lots of talk and lots of action. Rolling rats, the main attraction, with a penthouse suite, swimming pool, pretty young guinea pigs playing it cool. Rolls Royces, yachts, caviar. I told you once, I'm a superstar. La-di-da, la-di-dee, I'm a megastar. Don't question me, want a chauffeur with a limousine. Live a life of luxury, that's my dream. Carry credit cards, diamond rings. These are a few of my faves. You faded me out, Kevin, how dare you?
I just thought you were getting a little carried away.
Then you scratch it.
Roland, I think I'm flea-less.
Yeah, well, of course you would be, wouldn't you? I'm covered in them. Hang on, I found another one, Kev. Scratch me, Kev.
That's Roland Rat and Rat Rapping. Well, I do know most people probably had a great Christmas, but a few people are feeling down this year. And if you're at your wit's end and have a problem and no one to talk to about it, well, don't give up. Why not phone the Samaritans? They have probably dealt with hundreds of problems, just the same as yours. You can call them now on 692-5228, or you can drop in at 362 New Cross Road, SE14. The phone number, once again, is 692-5228, or you can drop in at number 362, and that's at New Cross Road, SE14.
212 Skyline Radio.
Never been closer. I tried to understand that certain feeling carved by another's hand. But it's too late to hesitate. We can't keep on living like this. Leave no trace.
Step by step and day by day.
19 minutes after 4 o'clock. Heaven 17, Temptation. Leave that cream cake alone. You know you're supposed to be on a diet.
Alan Jones.
The music.
John Smith and My Baby's Got Another. Actually, if you did receive two of the same things for Christmas, the Smashtick Society shop is now open again. It urgently requires clothing, bric-a-brac and books and that sort of thing. You can find the shop at 93 Peckham High Street. That's at Peckham SE15. And the shop also has a great selection of nearly new clothes for sale as well. So if you've got two gifts of the same this year, why not pop it down to the Spastic Society shop? And you can find the shop at the Peckham High Street. That's 93 SE15. It's a worthwhile cause, you know. Here's the flip side of the current single by UB40. Remember this one? Well, this is Alive. Food for Thought. flip side of Too Many Rivers to Cross. That's UB40 and Food for Thought. There's a new scheme to help Lewisham jobless that's been set up at the library in Bromley Road, Catford. The unemployed will be able to learn new skills on computers, electric typewriters and video equipment and how to handle themselves at interviews. And the room will be open during library hours. It's 28 minutes past 4 o'clock.
Oh, I wonder, where can I get those old singles? That one I heard the other day. I wonder where I can get it. I wonder.